You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Okay, I do would like to give a summary of what we just talked about. Today is our last Sunday, Beyond Normal. And we started 2 weeks ago, all right, when we said that through prayer, the Holy Spirit fill us with power and courage to be witnesses and move in the supernatural. How many of you believe that God is a God of supernatural? How many of you believe that there is no genuine courage apart from the power of the Holy Spirit? There will be no such fearless, courageous act of Christians apart from the Holy Spirit of God. And that's why it must be done through prayer. Last week, after the prayer, our prayer and fasting, we said, through prayer, believers hear the voice of God for decisions and directions. That God is really, He knows the destiny He has for every one of us. But at the same time, He knows exactly the right path where should be going. You might have so many plans, but it's God Himself who will bring about those plans. And guess what? For us to know about it, we are here to hear the voice of God for decisions and directions. And today, we want to continue on as we conclude with our topic today, Beyond Normal. But before that, our topic yesterday was so vital. We're in Cornelius and Peter. Remember that? They heard God's voice. Why is that? Why did they hear God's word for direction and decisions in their lives? Bakit kaya? Bakit? Anong ba? Where were they at when they heard God's voice? Anybody? Nakalimutan nyo na? Parang wala kayo last Sunday ah. Anybody? Where were they at? They were in the time of prayer. That's why we want to focus the whole year. Living beyond normal has something to do with us encountering the Holy Spirit, but it must be done through His way, and that is prayer. We could hear God's voice in the time of prayer. And today, I'd like to take this moment. Can we all stand up on our feet? Because of a lack of time, I'd like to take this moment between you and God. Have you established a time of prayer? Every single day, what is your appointed time with God in prayer? What is that? Is it in the morning? Is it lunchtime? Or maybe after lunch? Is it nighttime? Before you go to bed? Who goes first? FB, internet, business, family, or God? Do you have an established time with the Lord? We will never encounter a great experience with the Holy Spirit apart from our time with God. I do want to encourage you as your pastor. Spend time with God. Prioritize Jesus. And let the Holy Spirit move in you that you may be able to move in the supernatural. Can you say amen? Amen. Turn our Bibles to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, verse 18, then 22 to 24. Acts 16, verse 16, then 18 to 24, 22 to 24. Here's what it says. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, everybody say place of prayer. We were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. All right? May espirito. Okay? May karga. And because of that, she knows. Ah, ganun. Uy, alam ko mangyayari sa'yo. Ito mangyayari sa'yo. E, ano mangyayari kay Coco Martin? Ito mangyayari sa kanya this year. E, kay Chris Aquino? Ito mangyayari sa kanya. Ayan po yan. Malinaw na malinaw. Who had a spirit, but she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money of her owners by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "This man," referring to Paul and Silas, "are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." Aba, alam niya kung sino sila. Alright, next please. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And that moment, what happened? Spirit left her. Verse 22. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas. They don't like what happened. And the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and be beaten. After they had been severely flogged, think about that, ginulpe, tinorture, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that we will encounter the Holy Spirit in a time of prayer, that we will be able to move supernaturally, like our topic today, beyond normal, that every one of us can live beyond normal because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And even as we step out in faith and pray, Lord, we will know you. We will know your ways. And you will move in our behalf because of your purpose and for your glory. In Jesus' name, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. How many of you here, you've been in a situation wherein you're doing God's will? You're doing the will of God. You exactly know that this is God's will for you. Then, all of a sudden, things happen unexpectedly. Para bang yung tipong gusto mo mag-church, atat na atat ka mag-church, bis ka na. Diba? Parang you anticipated that you'll be in church 30 minutes before the service. And then all of a sudden, nagkaroon ng parking fee. Hindi makapasok, na-traffic ka. Sa sobrang traffic, pagdating mo rito, nakatayo ka na. How many of you know that that's God's will for you to come on time, but it didn't happen? Hello? Tama? How many of you believe that you can help other people, that sometimes, diba, you lend them money, alright? Naku, may pangangailangan. You lend them money and then you're expecting them to pay on time. They didn't pay on time. And sometimes it happens through our business. You're expecting something that they will pay you because of your business payment, but it didn't happen. And yet, Lord, what's happening here? Moments where you're in a hurry and then you are caught in a traffic. And you know that, Lord, will nyo to, pero Lord, but traffic, yung iba sa inyo, hindi makasakay. Walang taxi, walang FX, walang jeep. And yet, you're doing the will of God. Yung iba nga sa inyo, nasa MRT na, talaga sikip na sikip, and so happen yung katabi mo, para ang lakas ng, para may ibang amoy, di ba? Tapos hindi pa, yung talang langhap mo siya, parang gusto mo mas lane in the spirit. Lord, what do you do when you experience all this? You're doing God's will and you've been the subject of gossip, rumor, accusation. Ginawa mo na lahat, tinulungan mo na, tapos ikaw pa yung mali. Hello? Meron nga ako alam, after ng prayer and fasting. Alright, sabi niya ganun. Alam mo ba, very first time nag-away kami ng misis ko, talagang hiyawan, sigawan, talagang kulang nalang pagbabatuhin namin yung mga plato. Talagang nag-away kami, Pastor Mark. For the very first time, we were married for years. And it happened right after the prayer and fasting breakthrough. Hello? How many of you can relate? What will you do when you experience certain unexpected things that would come your way? Guess what we usually do? We began to what? You began to question God. God, ito ba yung will mo sa akin? God, akala ko ba may blessing, may peace? Pero Lord, ba't ganitong halimuyak? Lord, hindi mo. Hello? We begin to ask God so many questions. Lord, I rebuke this hardship in Jesus' name. Hindi sa'yo to, Lord. Hindi dapat ako naghihirap eh. Dapat nagsasaya ako kasi will mo. Talagang lahat kami dapat dito nagsasaya. Hello? Isn't it? We begin to question God, His ways, when we experience some troubles, hardships, unexpected things, because to our mind, whenever we experience all that hardships, guess what? We always think that you are alone and nobody's there to help you. Where was God when you had those moments? I just want you to understand, God was there all throughout, waiting for you to pray, waiting for you not to question God, waiting for you to have that moment and say, Jesus, What do you want me to experience? How do you want me to react or respond in this situation? I believe God is there to help. God is there to intervene. Where this topic, as we end, beyond normal, what we call divine intervention, or we call it intervention. Everybody say intervention. What is intervention? Intervention is the action or process of coming in favor of another simply because we can do it by our own. It's an action or process with a favor wherein you know that you cannot do it alone. It is an action taken to improve a situation. Here's the scenario. Paul and Silas, all right, during the time of prayer, encounter this manguhula. Isa sobrang ingay. Nainis si Paul. Grabe ito ah. And if you notice in the Bible, every time there's a demonic spirit on a person, always, even the time of Jesus, that demon is so insecure because he started to declare that guy is more powerful, that guy is man of God. Why? Because he realized, demons realize that God has so much power compared to them. In fact, he's a defeated foe. And so what happened was, when they encountered this guy, this lady, Paul rebuked that spirit behind that lady. Folks, listen. Three ways God showed up when he intervenes. Three ways God showed up and intervenes. Number one, God intervenes to give deliverance. Everybody say deliverance. Say this with me. God intervenes to give deliverance. And when you say deliverance, it might not just be our own deliverance. God can use you for others, for other situation, because they need deliverance. Are you here with me? Let's talk about the girl. The girl had a demonic oppression, a spirit of divination by predicting the future. And I just want to tell it for the record, maybe you are still that kind of person that you believe in those kinds of stuff. You still consult fortune tellers. You still consult all this zodiac signs. All right? That is, forgive me for my word, baloney. Well, our future doesn't depend on F-A-T-E, faith. Our future doesn't depend on chance. Uy, bigla nangyari, aksidente. Our future never depends on good luck. That's why we don't say, uy, talaga, uy, sige, tataya ka sa ano, loto. Uy, good luck, ha. Uy, may game ka. Uy, ito pang ano sa pantaya sa casino. Good luck, ha. We don't believe in luck. I don't say good luck. I say, God bless you. Or you're going to do, you know what? God bless you. May you be successful in your walk. Are you here with me? Our future doesn't rely on the zodiac sign, or maybe according to the guru, Zen. Kasi according to Zen, dapat ang stairs mo ganito. Dapat glass ang corner ng bahay mo. Dapat ganito ang curtain mo eh. Dapat ganito yung sala set natin. According to Zen, dapat... Hello? Are you here with me? Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Plans to what? And not to? Plans to give you what? And? Let me ask you right now, who among you here believe that God knows exactly what will take place in your future because He wants to bless you, prosper you, make you successful, and He's the only one who can do it? Why? Because He loves you and everything is destined on the call of God. Are you here with me? Not only that, verse 12 says, "Then you will call upon me and come in." You want your future? You want real future? The call of God? The will of God? Question is, are you praying? Are you praying to God? Because it says here, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me." And here's what it says, "I will listen to you." You've been believing God for this and that? Here's the word of God. God listens to you. Is that a good news? Can we give a Lord a big, big hand to that? God can intervene in your behalf. Maybe this lady had a problem. The spirit. A demonic oppression. And she needs what? Deliverance. They came into the scenario and cast the demon out of her. Or maybe today you are being oppressed by the enemy. You're still in bondage. You're in bondage to lust. You're in bondage to pornography. There are things in your life that keeps on going and going and doing. Sinabi mo na, ayoko na gawin to, Lord. Nagyayari pa rin. Bakit? Because you've been oppressed. You're addicted. There's habitual sin. You are obsessive, compulsive when it comes to money. Ang dali mo mang utang, di mo mabayaran. Something's wrong. Maybe you're in bondage to alcohol. You can't say no to alcohol. You can't say no to yossi. You can't say no to drugs. You can't say no to gambling. Aba ngayon, tumatayo ka para sa loto, eh wala naman mawawala eh. That's what it is. We don't look that Jeremiah 29:11 as your promise to God, giving you hope and a future. Are you here with me? I have a good news for you. God is the one who will deliver you. Can you say amen? Psalm 18 verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield, my horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Let me ask you this. Who will be the one to deliver you? God. Second, God intervenes to bring freedom. Acts 16, verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. Nasa loob na po sila nung ano, di ba, tinorture na nga sila. Di ba, pinag-upakan sila, nadudun sila sa selda. Midnight, 12 a.m., Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. Everybody say praying. Praying. Singing hymns. Imagine this, binugbog ka na, tinorture ka na. Aba? How did they react? They did not curse the people. They were praying. They were singing. They were singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Surely there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. Verse 27, the jailer woke up when he saw the prison doors open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But verse 28, but Paul shouted, don't harm yourself. We are all here. Few things. When they experience hardships, troubles, have you ever been in prison? Meron ba rito nakakulong, kinulong ka dahil nag-preach ka ng gospel? Naging Christian ka dahil binugbog ka? You know what? These guys, they were beaten up. I think they were more than discouraged. But you know how they reacted? They reacted by what? Praying. And let me tell you this, if you're discouraged, you better pray. If you're offended by somebody, you better pray and forgive that person. Hello, they didn't react negatively, but they're singing praise and worship unto the Lord. And because of that, all the other prisoners were listening to them. They did not get bitter to God and say, God, wala akong kasalanan. Ginagawa ko lang yung will mo. Lord, ano nangyayari sa akin? Ba't ginaganito mo ako? Lord, ba't ako naghihirap? Hindi dapat ako naghihirap. Bakit ganito? Bakit iniwanan ako? Bakit ito nangyari sa akin? You know what? They did not get bitter to God, but they were praying, singing song of hymns to the Lord. What do you do when you experience hardships? This is an example of a life that they were living beyond normal. They were full of the Spirit, but they did not entertain all the voices of the enemy, see what God is doing. See, ito ba yung sinasabi ng ni Lord mo? Ni Lord mo? Praise, praise ka pa. Sige nga. And they continue praising and singing hymns to God. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. It doesn't matter, Lord, whether they were in prison or not. We were going to give praise to you, Lord. We're going to declare you're holy, you're mighty, you're awesome. Guess what happened? They were praying, and here's what happened. God moved. God intervened. God set them free. Anong ginawa ni Lord? Simple lang. Nagka-earthquake. Nagka-earthquake para to loose the chains, to open the doors of the prison cell so they could get out. But did they went out? Did they go out? No, they didn't. But they waited. Because there is more to freedom than freedom itself. Are you here with me? They did not respond negatively, but continuously praising and honoring God. There's a person who was imprisoned, all right, and wrote a book, Prison to Praise, by Merlin Carruthers. Here's what she said. He said, each time someone surrenders to praise and thanks God for all things, miracles begin to be manifested. How many of us here wants to see miracles will come to us? You really want to see miracles and signs and wonders? In the time of hardships, in a time that where you are in trouble, what will you do? Praise God. Pray. Hallelujah. Lord, wala akong pambabayad bukas. Pero alam ko, magpo-provide ka. Lord, hirap na ako. Lord, naubusan ako ng pasensya. Pero sabi mo, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love and joy and peace and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Lord, wala ako niyan. But you will intervene in my behalf. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Number three, God intervenes to bring what? Salvation. Are you here with me? Parang hindi ka excited. Are you in trouble? Are you experiencing hardship? Verse 29-31. The jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Kasi nga, baka nga nawala. He then brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Nayanig. He knew that they were men of God. He knew. Ako, Lord, yari ako, mamamatay ako dito. Sirs, ano pong gagawin ko? I'm in deep trouble now. How would I know if I'll be saved? Here's how they respond. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You and your household. Verse 32. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. And that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were what? Baptized. Verse 34. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God. He and his whole, what? Family. You know what? There's a reason why troubles would come. There's a reason why the unexpected would come. It's not simply because God wants you to suffer. No. God wants you to pray and move in faith. But there's something else. God wanted this jailer and his whole household to be saved. Nangyari yon kasi nga may plano si Lord. And if you ask me, the greatest miracle ever for a person to experience is when he encountered God and received the gift of salvation. You're not supposed to be here, my friend. You're not. I'm not supposed to stand up here and share. I don't deserve it. I deserve hell. I just want to let you know that. For the record, all of us here are doomed for destruction because of who we are, because we were born sinners. But because of the goodness, the mercy, and the gracious hand through Christ, that He came, because God knows that we cannot all be saved. Salvation is found in no one else other than Jesus and His grace in our lives. The greatest experience and the purpose that happened here is the salvation of the whole family. And here's the point. People are saved not because of the church. People are saved because of the Holy Spirit. For the record, God called me, us as pastors, but the rest is the Holy Spirit. Di nyo lang alam sometimes how difficult for us to stand up here. We got to study. And when we study, we come to God in fear and trembling. Because we're speaking the very words of God. But we got to be right with God. Before we preach God's word, we want to make sure this, Lord, this is something that I need to do as well. We want to make sure that this is, let the word be the one to study me before I studied God's word. And so I come before God, fear and trembling, and the rest is the Holy Spirit. Our job, ladies and gentlemen, is to be witnesses and disciple people. The rest is God's. When you hear marriages reconciled, healed, restored, I just want to let you know that's the goodness of God. I cannot restore a marriage, but I can bring them to Christ. And share God's word pertaining to marriages, pertaining to a single person, regarding what he, how he lives his life, regarding the youth of today, how he should come against all these temptations based on God's word. But to my ability, we don't have our ability. It's the Holy Spirit who convicts. John chapter 16, verse 8 to 9 tells us, Jesus says when he comes, he will convict the world of what? Of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. Let me just say that for the record. I cannot convict you. Nobody, no pastor can convict somebody. I cannot use the pulpit for me to be personal with somebody para magparinig ako. Hello? For me to use God's word in order for me to touch your heart. I can do that. I can only preach. That's why God is no respecter of person. You understand this? We preach God's word, plain, simple truth. The rest is God's. And it's up to you. Are you here with me? It's the Holy Spirit who convicts. He never condemns. He never puts down a person, but he convicts. Let's move on. Verse 9. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. God is convicting the hearts of men still because men do not believe in him. Men never have still given their lives to Christ, never surrendered their lives to Christ. So who does that? Who is the one who will bring repentance? Who is the one who will change a person? It's the Holy Spirit. Now here's the point. He convicts you. But if you don't respond, that's between you and God. If there's anything that we mentioned here that pertains to you, you don't respond, that's between you and God. Do you understand this? Kaya wala akong personalan. Alright? Trabaho lang. The whole point is this. God was bringing deliverance. He was bringing freedom. And yet, he didn't end up there. He was bringing salvation. Do you realize that based on this story, according to one of the great men of God in our times today by the name of Peter Wagner, he says, out of the 18 miracles in the book of Acts, 18 miracles all in all, there are 11 of that miracles that led to salvation. What's the point? When God would do some extraordinary thing, that we will live beyond normal. There's one purpose that God wants to bring into the people. Salvation. He wants all men to be saved. He's calling people out from the miry pit of hell. And take him in to God's kingdom of light. Another story very quickly. In Acts 16 verse 13 to 15. Medyo backtrack lang ako ng konti. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate of the river where we expected to find a what? Place of prayer. They were in a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. Verse 14. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. Now, the Lord opened her heart to respond to? Who opened the heart of Lydia? Was it Paul? It was the Lord. It was the Holy Spirit to respond to Paul's message. Verse 15. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house, as she persuaded us. There is this convert, Lydia, who was just listening. When Paul started to preach God's word, the Holy Spirit moved, opened her heart for her to be saved. What's the point? It's the Holy Spirit who convicts sins. It's the Holy Spirit who saves people. It's the Holy Spirit who transforms. It's the Holy Spirit who does the inner working. And we thank Him that we are part of this church because He's using us to reach others, so in order for them to be brought here to the church. Can you say amen to that? God intervenes to bring deliverance, freedom, and salvation. Here's the point. But where did it all start? Where did it start? With all this deliverance and freedom, with all this salvation happened, saan po ba nagsimula ito? Verse 13 again. It's in a place of? In the place of prayer, things started to happen. Verse 16, it says there. Verse 16, it says there, a place of prayer. Okay, verse 16, do we have it there? No. How about verse 25? All right, done. It's okay. Everything, if you backtrack and check the other scriptures, it emphasizes it all started when people were praying. And that's why it is so important for us to end this series. You want to live beyond normal? You want to encounter the Holy Spirit? You want to be transformed? You want others to be saved? It's not you. It's the Holy Spirit. But if we start praying, asking God, I believe He will come to intervene in our behalf so that His goal, His purpose will be accomplished. As we end this series, again, we want to zero in. It is through prayer that God's intervention comes. Can we say that all together now to the count of three? One, two, three, go. It is through prayer that God's intervention comes. How many of you here want the intervention of God, this divine intervention to come to you, your business, in your school, in your studies, in everything that you do in life, in your future, that God will intervene? Lift up your hands. Do you really want that? We have a part to play. We got to come to our knees, seek God, and have a time in prayer. Can we just bow our heads right now and end this series? Lord, thank You for showing us through Your Holy Spirit that we could live beyond normal, that we could encounter You in a greater way, Lord God, that is beyond our wildest dreams. And Lord, I just thank You that even today You're stirring up the hearts of every person here, that You're bringing them hope, faith, for them to be changed. But Lord, we have our part to play, and that is for us to pray and even believe You, Lord God, for the supernatural, for the God, for You to intervene in our lives. Lord, I just pray even at this moment for those who are here today and experiencing hardships. Maybe they are in trouble. Maybe they come with a heavy heart. Lord, I pray that they will not grumble. They will not complain. But they will have a spirit of faith. That they believe, Lord God, You, that You will come into their lives. That You will intervene, Lord God, into their lives. Lord, I pray today that you will do that. If you're here today and probably you're doing the will of God and somehow this relates to you, that you know that God is doing something, yet sometimes you don't see that coming. But I just want you to know the Lord wants to give you that peace, the assurance that God is there for you, that He wants to strengthen you with the Holy Spirit. If you're that person, if you are in trouble, you are suffering, I don't know what your present circumstances is, but you need the Spirit of God. You need the strength of the Lord. Would you lift up your hands right now, all across the place, if that's you? There's something that you're facing today, but you need God to intervene in your behalf. Lord, I pray today that there might have questions. Maybe they're doubting. Maybe, Lord God, that pulls away from you, Lord. But Lord, I pray right now that you would strengthen them, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you breathe life. Strengthen them, Holy Spirit. I pray that you would touch their hearts, touch their soul, encourage, strengthen them today by the power of your might, Holy Spirit. I commit them unto you. Lord, I also pray, if you're here today and if you believe that you need freedom, you need deliverance, you know what I'm talking about. All the things in your heart, in your soul, that you need the intervention of Christ. Would you lift up your hand? I just want to pray for you. Any one of you here, if you're asking God, Lord, you're my deliverer, and I want you to deliver me. Lord, intervene in my behalf. Would you lift up your hands? Lord, you know all these people. I just pray right now, Lord, that you would show to them who you are. That you are a powerful, all-knowing, deliverer, stronghold, refuge. The God in whom we can trust. Lord, today while hands are lifted up, Lord, you know that they needed you. So, Father, I pray for their deliverance. I pray for your divine intervention, even as they come to you and ask others for help. Lord, I pray that you would come and intervene in their behalf. Lord, we say thank you that even as we pray, we will encounter you and live beyond normal. Lord, we want to glorify you today and honor you because of your goodness, because of your greatness and faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, that you are on our side and you will never leave us nor forsaken us. Thank you that we could live beyond normal. So here we are today. We thank you for this time.